Welcome to the Podglomerate.
For everything that you were too afraid to ask at home, too embarrassed to ask at school, or was just too hard to ask your partner, welcome to the Sex Rap.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Sex Rap with Spring and Andrew.
Hi, hey, Sprig.
Oh, we said that at the same time. We are totally working so well together.
Is that what this is? This is me being like, whoa, that was a weird intro. And we're...
Changed it up.
I think change is good, right? But you know what else has changed up? I get to see you next week, which is super exciting.
Yes. So you guys know that we're both professors. We both work at amazing universities, but they are very far away from each other. I'm at CUNY School of Public Health in New York, and Andrew is at the University of Miami in Miami.
Woohoo!
And that means that we only get to see each other occasionally. And we're going to Denver next week for the Society for the Scientific Study of Sexuality conference, which I love.
We just call it Quad S, but it's a whole bunch of people who think just like Sprig and I do, getting together to talk about all the different ways to make the world a happier, sexier, consentier, fun place. It's really a great weekend.
Is my new favorite word. I have never heard anyone use that. I mean, I know you just made it up, but I'm sure someone else has made that up before. But why haven't I heard it? I love it. Consent.
I mean, we need it. We need as much consent as we can get.
We need the most consentiest world.
But yeah, so we're going to be in Denver. If you are in Denver and you're a listener and you want to meet up with us for a picture or to say hi, we'll be at the conference and we'd love to see you, take a picture, have a conversation. I don't know. It's a really fun event. There's vendors that have all kinds of fun things. But Denver, and we're not going there for the other reasons, the reasons that most people now go to Denver for tourism. We're going to see each other, and Spring's sister lives there, so I'm going to get to see Shayna. And we just figured out I haven't seen her in 9 years.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
It's going to be super awesome. I'm looking forward to it. I love to travel anyway. I don't know.
Hey, Andrew, what's our question today?
What was our question today? I'm going to start us with a little story that leads into the question.
Ooh. So, everybody sit down, cross your legs, listen to the story.
Or uncross your legs. That's fine, too. So I had when I went to college, with Spring. But during my undergrad, two of my best friends, one was a perpetual virgin. Like, she just was not interested in men, not interested in dating. She was going to wait for the right one before she got married. The most she ever did with a man by the time she had graduated was held hands. She had never kissed or slow danced or anything. The other one is one of my best friends, and she's mostly a lesbian, and she wasn't interested in men at all. She talked a lot about Lucy Lawless from Xena, the Warrior Princess. So she did talk sexually, but not about men. And they were both taking this computer programming class that they had to do at Penn State. And I wasn't part of the class with them. And after class, the first week, they're like, oh, we have this really sexy, hot professor. And I'm like, something's wrong with both of you. And then they both said, like, he has the biggest bulge. And I just start cackling and I'm like, what? Neither of you... So anyway, I went to the computer class and confirmed dude wore skinny jeans with a bulge that looked like two softballs sitting there inside of his skinny jeans. It's pretty crazy.
I mean, I love this story because, I mean, one thing that it really shows us is that, you know, looking at somebody's bulge doesn't necessarily have anything to do with sexual attraction or sexual interest.
So, I mean, and that's what our question is today. Do women look at packages/bulges? I mean, they used the word package all the time after that point, talking about packages. And it actually made them start to look at more packages. So the answer is, for my perpetual virgin friend and lesbian friend, who are also best friends, the answer is yes, they looked at bulges.
Yeah, I mean, so do women look at that? I mean, I think, of course, every single thing is dependent on an individual and the circumstances. And, you know, I think that this story about this young, sexy professor, as you put it, being at the front of the room and kind of having all eyes focused on that is kind of alarming to me. Like to think that, you know, that's what everybody's looking at. Like it makes me want to redress myself every time I now go in front of the classroom to make sure that like nothing is on display. I just feel like, you know, everybody's always trying to look at something. But yeah, so of course people, if something is noticeable, people look at it.
I mean, and I think what this question is really trying to get at, it came from a male listener, like trying to justify men looking at women's breasts, right? So there's those ongoing memes and stories or fights that happen in heterosexual relationships where, you know, like a man checks out another woman's rack. Mm-hmm. And I think this question is like trying to say like, well, do women do the same thing? I mean, and I think that makes the question a little bit more valid because we can start talking about like why people look and what they look at. Like, yes, men look at breasts, and yes, women look at packages, but I don't think they're in the same order of magnitude. I think that there's a lot more like of masculinity, like maleness, that has like catcalling and looking. And obviously, if you're in a relationship with somebody, it doesn't matter who, if they start checking out other people's genitals or breasts, like it might be a little bit disturbing. And I think that's probably where this question was going at the beginning. So like women do it too. And should I be disturbed by this behavior? So I'm adding that, listener, sorry, I'm adding some more to your question because I'm trying to really figure out where this is going.
Well, I mean, I think though part of what they're asking here, yeah, is are women looking at male bodies? But also, I think we can really broaden this to, you know, are people looking at breasts? Are people looking at bulges? Like people in general, not even like as am I interested in this person sexually or am I attracted to them? Because I think that there are some like overall body things that we can talk about too, and kind of this judgment that we have of our own bodies and how we think people are perceiving us, and what we think that means when somebody is looking at a specific part of our body also. So I think there's kind of a lot of places we can really take this.
Right. I mean, it's about self-insecurity. That's kind of what Spring was talking about, like people looking at my body this way. Do I feel secure? Do I want people looking at me, sexually objectifying me? And then if you're in a relationship, am I comfortable with my partner checking out other people's bodies as well? Like, am I comfortable with the kind of potential comparison that comes with it? And I think those are much trickier questions than do women look at packages or bulges? I mean, those comparisons are really tough on ourselves and on other people.
Yeah. So when someone else looks at our own body, we mostly feel uncomfortable. I don't think I know anybody that feels super excited when they notice someone kind of checking their body out, whether it's someone you're interested in or not. If they are kind of like giving you this once over, there's a sense of discomfort there because you know that some type of evaluation is occurring and
you're being judged.
Yeah. And that doesn't feel comfortable. Like, even if the outcome is they like what they see, like the overall effect of that kind of judgment is not something that anybody likes. So I think, you know, we can start to think about how we feel when we see somebody kind of give us an evaluation, and then start to think about, you know, how that feels then when we are doing that to other people, whether or not it's intentional. Because sometimes, like in this example where you gave, if somebody has this like very noticeable something, and this goes for breasts, this goes for anything that, you know, is like very noticeable in some way. And I mean, I have bright pink hair. Like, I know that my hair is very noticeable in a room when I walk in. Like, people turn to look at my hair. And that is, you know, because it is very bright and it is noticeable out of the kind of range of hair. And so when there is something noticeable, yes, people are going to look at it. So that is, that goes without question. And I think that, you know, that that doesn't mean that we need to do something about that, because that isn't like our responsibility to hide something or to make it look more like other people's in some way, right?
And being absolutely like, you don't need to make yourself look like other people to be happy. But I think like these comparisons are what drive a lot of insecurities. And then we have people doing all kinds of surgeries, nose jobs and breast jobs and penis implants and all kinds of things because of the comparisons that people make. And I think there's some healthy ways that you can go about this too. Like Spring said, you are going to notice and it could make you feel insecure. I have this awesome couple friends that actually live in New York City. You met them, but I'm not going to say their names on our show today. And they go together and check out people together. And they both comment on nice features and bodies of men and women that they find sexy to each other. So they use it as a way, you know, like to go out as a couple and talk about like, there's all of the sexy stuff around and it gets them all turned on. And then they go home and they have sex. Like, so for them, it's actually this fun game where they look at other people like, there's all the sexy stuff. Oh my gosh, I feel so sexy with you. And then they move forward. Well, move forward, also known as like moving to the bed.
Move horizontal.
Oh, gross. But I mean, I think that if we're talking about feeling better about yourself or not feeling bad about comparisons, it's really getting at the question of like, is it okay? Why do we look and what do we get from looking? And first of all, humans are sexual beings and we all have that lizard brain that we've talked about a bunch of times before. Like, attraction happens and eyes are likely to wander towards sexual parts, especially considering, you know, like your brain starts to wander towards sex. You're going to look at those parts. I don't think there's anything particularly wrong in eyes occasionally wandering, yeah, especially if it's not done in kind of a gross way.
Yeah. And I mean, it is normal to compare. Like, that is a way that we understand our world, is by making comparisons and trying to understand things. And that is what we do when we see other people and we are comparing ourselves to them and trying to understand, you know, how everything fits together. And so, fits, get it. But I mean, so here's the thing. It's normal to look. It's normal to notice, especially things that are maybe bigger or brighter. But then it is, what do we do with that? So then, like, you catch yourself looking at somebody's bulge or you catch yourself looking at someone's boobs, then what? I think that's what is where we're really going with this. So what, like, how do you handle that? How do you handle your interpretation of it? How do you handle it if they catch you looking at it? How do we kind of navigate this so that it isn't creepy, so that you don't make them feel bad, so that you don't feel bad about yourself, right?
Yeah, like, my eyes are up here, buddy. And we have to take a short break and we'll get to answering that long list of questions. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. All right. So, Spring, what were some of those questions that you just rattled off?
Okay. So let's start with when you notice somebody looking at your own body. So somebody has caught something on your body and you see them kind of looking at it. What can we do in that situation? So what should each person do, maybe?
I mean, for me, so much of about it is the kind of look and where it's happening and the context of where it's happening as well. If I'm at a bar or a club or a social space where people are typically there to meet and make friends and get together, it's really different than if I'm in an office space or a workroom. So for me, context matters somewhat, not 100%, but depending on what's going on, I will acknowledge and either smile and invite and say, that was fine, thank you for looking at my bulge, or I will make eye contact and scowl and be like, tut tut, my eyes are up here, buddy, stop looking. I mean, and I think it's a little bit different for men than women too, because I don't think it happens at the same level. And I think the power balance between men and women is really different too. So often, like, men are the ones in positions of power, or they're more a physical threat. So sometimes, like, the looks that men give women are much scarier than the kind of looks that gay men give other gay men, or that women give men. Mm. So I think there's some differences both in context and the direction that the gaze is going. For women, on the other hand, I don't know, what do you do when someone obviously picks you out and starts checking you out?
I mean, I normally, and this kind of goes across any context, I really don't like people judging me based on my body, no matter what the outcome is. I feel like that is the least interesting part of me. And so I kind of like will raise my eyebrows and give like a pointed stare, like, really? That's the kind of, that's the look I give. And then see what that person says. And they'll usually will either turn away in embarrassment or have an actual conversation and be like, oh, I'm sorry. And then like actually talk to me in some way. If they're, you know, a good person, I would say.
Well, and most of the time in my life, whenever I've addressed people with the scowly face, they've immediately addressed their own, like, oh, I didn't realize, or I realized I was doing something that was inappropriate. But I love that you started to have a conversation around it as well. I think that we should probably address the whole issue of like the catcalling level of checking somebody out, or like the rubberneck, like, wow, you know, like when someone's head follows and looks and stares. I mean, and I think when we get to that situation for men or women or people of trans experience, it doesn't matter who you are. I think it's really important to be careful in those situations, because like noticing someone's attractive or noticing someone's breast or noticing someone's bulge is just natural. But then like when you take that intense effort to objectify the person and only pay attention to that part of them, it's kind of dehumanizing, right? It's
very dehumanizing.
I mean, it's essentially one of the definitions of dehumanizing somebody. In that sense, do women look at packages and bulges? If you're a woman and you're looking at packages and bulges in a dehumanizing way, I think that's where we need to draw the line and say, like, this is inappropriate behavior and you should probably start a conversation. We're going to be doing a show pretty soon on how to text people and how to meet people. That's coming up pretty soon. But I don't think it's a healthy way to interact. Like, if you really want to just like stare at someone's genitals or stare at someone's breasts, there are special clubs for that.
Or websites, yeah. but I mean, I think that there's, and when somebody kind of does that and we get into this kind of dehumanizing, this creepiness, this awkwardness that's like kind of overwhelming. And yeah, that then does become this situation where people feel unsafe. And then it is more about making sure you feel safe rather than confronting that person or having a conversation with them about that. So in a situation where you feel uncomfortable slightly and you can have a conversation or discuss something, great. But where you are feeling more than slightly uncomfortable or unsafe at all, then the priority is making yourself feel safe.
Absolutely. And this is what I was talking about, the power imbalance overall between men and women in society, where I think we would be hard pressed to find a story of a man who got so creeped out by a woman staring at his bulge that he felt so uncomfortable that he needed to leave a space or needed to escape. And I think that we would probably be able to find like 99% of women who at some point in their life have felt uncomfortable because someone just kept staring at them or looking at their breasts or looking at their butt. Doesn't matter any part of their body. And there are lots of videos you can find on YouTube about people talking about catcalling and how it's actually kind of I mean, not kind of, it is. It's harmful to women because it makes them feel unsafe in public spaces. And everybody deserves to feel safe when they're going about their business or going on the subway or walking on the street or going into a class, going to the beach, the bar, the club. It doesn't matter where you go. Everybody should feel comfortable.
Yeah. And I mean, I also want to kind of talk about what to do when you catch yourself looking. So when you see your eyes get pulled to a certain area for whatever reason, and then someone catches you, like that can feel very embarrassing and it can feel very uncomfortable for you as the person who was looking, and maybe not intentionally, but sometimes your eyes get pulled towards something and then you're like, oh my God, I was looking at your bulge. Oh my God. And I think, you know, that's also worth thinking about kind of how you can respond to that when that happens, because in that moment you can feel like very uncomfortable and awkward and like, so let's think about what you can actually say in that situation as well. So to like kind of diffuse it and make sure that you're not making that other person feel unsafe or uncomfortable in any way. And do you have a suggestion for what you might say if you were caught looking accidentally?
I don't believe I've ever been caught looking accidentally or otherwise. But no, I mean, just because of my personality and because I'm so sex positive and sex forward, I'd be like, holy crap, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean, my eyes just wandered, and be honest about it. Just be like, that's not normally what I do. And I'm sorry if I made you feel bad. But I mean, I would acknowledge it. I would acknowledge that I was the person at fault. And I would apologize because I made someone else feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, yeah, just a can actually just go a long way, like without even going into too much depth or trying to explain it. Because I think that's where you can even get a little more flustered and more caught in that embarrassment.
Oh, I would, like, I'm imagining now, like, someone like, oh, but you're beautiful. Oh my God, I just said you're beautiful. No, I'm not trying to objectify you. Oh my gosh, I just said that. Oh my God, I was looking at, like, you know, it's like one of those downward spirals, yeah. Which is why acknowledging the issue and then apologizing, like, yeah. I'm sorry.
So that's going to be our recommendation for that response. Sorry, move on.
Sorry. And then, I mean, try not to do it too, because like while your eyes may wander naturally, at the end of the day, you do have control over your facilities and you have control. Like if you see your eyes start to drop, make sure that they don't. I notice people's clothes and jewelry and hair all the time. And I try to compliment people on like things around them. And sometimes I notice myself looking at like the cut of a sweater and it looks like I'm looking at a breast or it looks like I'm looking at someone's chest. It's not what I'm doing. So then I'm like, I'm sorry, I was looking at the clothes, and people know me. But even then, I'm not like, I'm trying to do some self-reflection on this right now. What can I do to make sure that I don't make people feel creepy or uncomfortable? Yeah. And sometimes it's hard too, because people wear clothes like giant pendants or necklaces or like a crystal that's right between the breasts, or men wear shirts that, you know, like they don't have sides at all. Like they're just like a wife beater shirt that's like just barely a front that dips down to their navel and no sides. Like, what am I supposed to be looking at? I can't even. Anyway, see, I'm flustered. This is what happens. I just go off on the side. I think there's some other things that we can talk about that are pretty fun, though. Like, end on like a kind of funny up note. So I was just doing some research about this question, and there are a lot of things for sale on the internet. None of them have sponsored us, so this is an unsponsored comment, that are meant to address it, because apparently there are a lot of men who feel really insecure about their bulge size. It's not a surprise.
Sorry, the whole word is ridiculous. Bulge, I just like...
Their package size. By the way, most of package size is actual testes. It's not actually the penis, right? So most of the time, if someone's really into bulges or evaluating men on their bulges, they're evaluating them based on the size of their scrotum and testes. So there we go. We're just going to throw all the prettiest words in the English language out today. So most of the time, that's what they're looking for. But all of these devices do crazy things. So we talk about push-up bras for women and breast augmentation for women and Spanx and waist trimmers. Well, everybody, if you would like a bigger bulge or think that other people want to look at your bigger bulge, That's the thing I couldn't find. I couldn't actually find like a research study saying like women enjoy looking at men's bulges. So there's that. So I don't know who you're performing for, but there are special underwear that have pads underneath the balls that push them forward. There are special underwear where there's a ring, like a loose ring that goes over the penis that pushes it forward. There are underwear for men that are padded so the butt looks bigger. There are underwear for... It doesn't matter. There's just 100 more than that. If just go into Amazon, there's like 10,000 different devices that people have for sale to increase your bulge size. So if you feel insecure about your bulge and you want bulge looking people to check out your bulge and notice that your package is the best and brightest, of course, if you took your pants off with them later.
Okay. All I can think about right now is the slang term that they use in Australia for Speedos. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what Speedos are.
The slang term they have for them is budgie smugglers. So,
budgie's a parrot,
budgie
right?
Budgie is a very small bird, yeah. So, like, because it, like, brings everything up real close and then makes a bulge when you have a type of swimsuit on like that. So, it could look like you have a little bird being smuggled in your pants. Yeah, which is not a recommendation to get a bigger bulge, but like that's all I can think about as you're talking about.
Speedos are the opposite. Speedos are kind of like a chest compressor, but for the bulge. But I mean, if you want to have a bigger looking bulge or you want people to check it out, like you can get some stuff for it. But then if you go home with them later, there's going to be that reveal where instead of it being a big bulge, it was a big bit of padding.
Yeah. And I mean, we can also go into talking about how penis size when it is flaccid isn't very indicative of penis size when we're erect anyway. So like the idea about trying to make any sort of judgment about somebody's penis based on a bulge really doesn't make any sense.
Nah, it's not going to work for you. I mean, ball size, but penis size, if it... Yeah. That's it. I'm just sitting here. I'm like, So do women look at bulges? Yes. Yes, they do. Do men look at bulges? Yes. Yes, they do. Do gay men look at bulges? Yes, they do. Do lesbians look at bulges? At least my one friend does. So people do look at bulges. Yes, 100%. This is an easy question to answer. It took us a half an hour to get here, but yes.
Okay. I have a joke that is a great post-Halloween joke for us.
Is this the period? Are we back on the period?
Are you ready?
Get ready for a dad joke, also known as a spring joke.
Yeah, I like that we've reclassified that.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay.
So what do you call a bulge when it's on a corpse?
What?
Mourning wood. Get it? Mourning. Oh, like we're sad because they died.
I'm being cremated, everybody. There will be no bulge at my funeral. That was horrible. Happy week after Halloween. Oh my gosh.
All right. If you want more of that, how can you find us?
if you have any follow-up or have any additional questions about this episode or any other questions about love, sex, or bulges on corpses, you can email us. We're thesexrap@gmail.com. You can call us at 413-I-RAP-IT. And you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The Sex Rap. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good one.
For everything that you were too afraid to ask at home, too embarrassed to ask at school, or just too...
Music for this episode provided by the ever elusive and mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder.
The Podglomerate. A Sonic Universe.